It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population, guys, we effed.
Yeah.
I just wanted to put that in there. We love having you guys on this show again. You did a live episode, and now you guys are back.
Corinne. So, again, how fun was it that we did the live one in Brooklyn with you guys?
So fun.
First of all, what I loved about you guys is that you came, for anybody who hasn't listened to it, go back and listen to it. It's like we didn't have to do even that much, hey, this is what you need to do, and you both just immediately jumped right in and were perfect.
It was fun.
So it was great to do it in front of an audience, which you guys are prepping.
You guys have a great crowd.
Good crowd. But now to do it in the studio, it's more intimate.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's like when we did your awesome podcast, Guys We Fucked, which is fantastic. It's always in the top 10 in iTunes. And
for good reason.
For a great reason.
Not
because
always.
It's no, we're like number like 27 29
right
whatever.
Now.
It's
whatever.
It's still up there, my lady.
It's
still up there, and it's because it's deeply personal, it's deeply real, which I love that you guys always take it to that place. Even just hanging out ahead of time, you're like, all right, we need to get fucked.
Trying to get dick.
Trying to get laid.
And it's not working.
Trying to find some Sunny D in LA.
We can curse, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's guys we effed.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
I took it to there.
Way to go, Jay.
Sorry. Well, we believe on this podcast, as you know, that the world is getting dumber. I don't know if you guys see that in the world. Don't you believe that? Is it happening in New York? Because I think of you guys, obviously, as like deep, deep, deep New Yorkers.
Yeah.
Has the dumbness reached what I consider to be one of the smartest cities of the world? It's overtaken it, right?
I think it's starting.
Yeah.
It's starting to spread. The virus is spreading.
Well, and even like the smart people, I feel like all are sharing like the same like liberal view, which I think makes you dumber when you don't open yourself up to other ideas as well.
Echo I'm noticing chamber. A lot
takes.
Of
the dumb echo chamber.
Yeah, and then people not being able to talk to each other on different sides. Like I've seen a lot of fights break out in subways, just verbal sparring.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like a Fox News versus a CNN. Like they're not going to listen to each other. They're only going to drive the point in and twist the knife, and this is not going
to
go anywhere.
So world getting dumber, no one listening to each other. We have only one way to fight back against it, and that's comedy. Through these stories.
Dan I was like,
gets
sit on the knife.
Sit on the knife. Sit on the knife. Twist the knife. See how it feels. Dan gets these unbelievable stories sent to him. We have not heard them. You guys have not heard them, but we're going to try and break them
let's
down.
Let's jump into story. One, ready? And then let's jump into all the stuff you have going on in the next segment.
Here we go.
Christina's emotional baggage next.
We'll touch on everything that
Christina's emotional baggage through. It should be here on, I believe,
in two.
Carousel 2. It should be coming up. You'll see it.
This was sent in by Middle Brow at Middle Brow Beer. Thanks, maybe whoever you are.
Is that a real beer?
I'm going to read you the headline.
Yes, thank you.
Cheating boyfriend gets busted by Jimmy John's delivery guy.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Well, cut his dick off.
We knew it wasn't going to be Papa John's because that guy's in his own hot water right now. Jimmy John's, though, that's a sandwich
Jimmy
shop.
John's cares.
They
care.
They delivered.
They deliver. They also deliver the news about a cheating boyfriend.
Let me read you the article. There's customer service, then there's Jimmy John's customer service.
I call it customer cervix.
Is this Jimmy John's
PR move?
I was going to say, is this from their website?
Jimmy John is jerking off onto this press release.
Oh, Jimmy John's.
Twitter user Kayla Spear shared a story on Twitter Wednesday night about how she found out her long-distance boyfriend was cheating on her.
By the way, I love that she defines herself completely as Twitter user. That's the only thing you need to know about her. Not also, 18-year-old woman.
That's where her self-esteem is at right now.
Also, by the way, you're not on Facebook. Like, sharing a story on Twitter is a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, it's hard to catch that viral
wave. It takes
like
a lot of tweets and
Instagram stories.
You know what? If I'm ever on any local news, I'm going to ask them, no matter what I'm talking about, a car accident, I saw anything, I just want them to say Twitter user?
Like,
Daniel Van Kirk, Twitter user.
I have a lot to say about this situation. I'm going to use the most truncated method ever. Twitter user is almost the same as like saying mouth breather. Like, we all do it.
Yeah.
Like every single human is on Twitter.
It started out innocently enough the night with her wanting to surprise her boyfriend of 3 months with a Jimmy John's sandwich while he was studying for finals.
And I know 25 years is 25 years is silver, 1 year is paper, 3 months is Jimmy John's. You send over the sub, you're like,
the turkey tom, specifically the turkey tom.
We tie in the knot.
Yeah. I would like to say full disclosure as we get into this. I absolutely love Jimmy John's.
It's the real good.
Oh my God.
The toasted ass, the toasted bread.
So it's good.
It's all good.
Yes. They don't mess around.
That's a sweet thing she did for her, her man.
I absolutely love that. And you could tell. Pebble at the 3 month point, though, are you still like trying to run game?
No,
and
I think
it's been a while since I've been at the 3 months.
You're usually feeling like we're in this.
Yeah.
But wait, how is it long distance after the 3 months? Have they just never met? Like, was it on Tinder?
This could be the beginning of a catfish.
Yeah. They must be going to maybe different schools, but met. I don't know.
But that's like a cute little, I'm going to send him a Jimmy John's.
Jimmy and he's like, I'm going to send you a catfish.
It all, went down over Twitter. All right, here we go. I'm going to read you tweets. All right,
And correct me if I'm wrong, she's a Twitter user.
Is that she is.
No one
she
even
is.
Mentioned
that's
that.
That's how
though.
She communicates.
That's how she is identified.
That is exactly how it goes. Let me pull this up here. These are tweets written by Kayla.
Let me just say, before I read any of these tweets, I am 100% on her side.
You are?
Yes. Until I hear one tweet, and then I'm going to be like, I get it.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
I have it pulled up. I love you, computer. All right, here we go. From Kayla. I was dating a guy for a few months. Then, period. Twitter user.
Mm-hmm.
It just says, I was dating a guy for a few months then.
Then, period. Period. She got her then. Period. No, then, and you say to yourself, okay, I got to hear the next.
We were long distance.
She's
actually
cliffhanger.
She's stoking it out.
We were long distance, about 3 hours away from each other.
How many retweets?
He. Not many.
Always in the bottom line.
Oh, Kayla.
Look, she's
you're
just a Twitter
failing
user,
at your
guys.
Dream.
Not Twitter star. He was about to graduate college and was studying for his final exams. I was at work one evening and I thought, this is a new tweet, I would do something nice for my BF and ordered him at Jimmy John's. So now she's tagged Jimmy John's.
So now she's dragging a corporation into her relationship.
She needs a middleman.
Yeah.
She says,
she's a delivery service, literally, for her message.
Yeah, I was at work one evening and thought I would do something nice for my boyfriend and order him at Jimmy John's
by
for
the way,
dinner while
that
he
is
was studying
so
for
nice.
Finals.
That is so nice. You're like, he's studying for finals. Mm-hmm. I want to do a nice thing. He probably doesn't have time to get out. And I'm trying to go through her brain.
Yeah.
Doesn't have time to get out
do
and
a nice
get food
thing
for himself.
Him.
Yes. I'm going to send him a sub.
Send him a country club, number 11. So good. Kayla said her boyfriend told her he was going to take a nap. Mm-mm. So and she let
in
him know.
In someone's vagina. Where am I? I'm in this cave. No, you're not.
Asleep in
no,
this.
No, you're not.
And she let him know that food was on the way. When she didn't hear back, she assumed he was asleep, but then things started to get a little weird. When I was placing, this is now we're back to her tweets. When I was placing my order to the at Jimmy John's employee, I let them know that this was for my boyfriend who lived in that city and that I wouldn't be present when the food was delivered since I'm 3 hours away.
That's a lot of details.
That's a lot of information.
But she describes things like a child.
We've been dating like for 3 months. Initially, we went out and I wasn't sure. I let him put his thumb in my ass. Once.
Wrong with
and
that.
It made me glad.
They're like, do you want lettuce on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got all that. Did you say easy lettuce?
And some pepper.
So lots of mayo?
No.
I told you guys like my
of the ass story?
Yeah. No, I was going to talk about my daughters, so no.
Oh, no.
No, but like I went on a long car ride with my kids and we stopped at Subway and they had been to Subway without me. They were in Sunday with their babysitter and like
they
I watched.
Had been to Subway
I watched.
That's edgy, man.
So no, I watched my kids
so
order
fast.
Subway and it was like. Things,
like adults.
But like things that they had never ordered ever in any like.
You're sitting there being like, do I even know you?
Who are you?
Who are you?
Are you a serial killer?
Genius?
Yeah. Fucking kill me in my sleep.
Did you say banana peppers?
No. It was like tuna and jalapenos. Tuna and spinach and lettuce and tomato. I was like, what is this?
Did they get it toasted?
Yes.
Damn.
I was like, okay, fine. You guys, you're going to kill me. But like that, or the order is like, you know. If you
so
but so she's giving all this backstory to a pimply-faced kid who doesn't care.
Right.
All right.
She says at the end, so she said, I told him I wouldn't be present when food is delivered since I'm 3 hours away. I also asked if it was okay for him to sign for me. I imagine the Jimmy is like, yeah,
yes,
whatever.
Jimmy John's, we don't care.
You've already given us your credit card info. Do you think we care who we hand this to?
Ordering a sub, not refinancing a house.
Yeah.
Right. Do you know how it works? We're going to hand it to whoever answers the door. If that person...
is a homeless person sitting on their step.
We trust that you'll call us. Yeah. If you don't ever call us, why do we care?
It worked.
Right, it worked. Then she writes another tweet. The order was placed, and my boyfriend had texted me a little bit before, letting me know he was going to take a nap. So I sent him a text saying, food's on the way. Please leave a tip. I didn't hear back.
Just
I want to cheat on her.
I want to cheat. Please leave a tip is like.
She's so annoying.
She's controlling.
Leave him a tip.
Because I know you won't leave
him
a tip.
Maybe they wouldn't let her
cheap
do
fuck.
It. I didn't hear back from him for a bit, but I just assumed he was sleeping. The delivery driver double checked that the order was for her boyfriend and that she was not in town. She confirmed their long distance relationship, saying that she was not in town with her boyfriend.
Yeah.
The delivery driver then came clean.
You know women who like have to like 27 times in a conversation mention the word, he's my boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like, you're holding on tight.
Right. Kayla, girl, you're grasping on because you know he's slipping away.
He's on his way out. You feel it through your fingers.
Now it's getting complicated. Mm-hmm. Here's her tweet. Her phone rings. This is after the food should have been delivered. Her phone now rings, and it's an area code in that 3 hours away.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jimmy John's. I picked up the phone, assuming they were just informing me that the food was delivered.
You know the way
to your boyfriend.
To my boyfriend, who are in a long distance relationship.
He's 3 hours away. We're going to different schools.
Right.
But he is my boyfriend.
Oh my
He's God. Studying.
Like, I'm not saying I'm going to transfer, but I've thought about it.
I'm going to transfer to Millersville University.
I have filled out half the paperwork.
Right. So she says, I assumed, I picked up,
Kayla
assuming they
me.
Were just informing me that the food was delivered or maybe there was something wrong with my card, but I was dead wrong.
Oh!
Dun, 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 dun. Literally. Here's the next tweet. They, at Jimmy John's delivery driver, asked me if this order was for my boyfriend.
Jesus. I thought so the guy one thing that was clear.
She said 80 times.
Why? What did he say when you said the term your girlfriend? Did he, was he like not
did
cool
he like look down? Or did he look you in the eye?
Did he look down?
So the person, imagine this dude delivering this stuff, calls up and be like, hey, that was your boyfriend? That's what happened. That's what happened. They asked
speaking
if this
of boyfriends.
Order was for my boyfriend. And I said, yes, it was. Yes.
For my
and,
boyfriend.
And that I didn't live in the same city. I said, ma'am, I get it.
Well, we know that. Kayla, believe in yourself
and
more.
And that I was surprising him. Yes, ma'am, we know this.
She's the worst storyteller. God, Oprah Major
is
lit.
You guys ready for the last sentence?
This is all in the same tweet. You ready for the last sentence?
Yeah.
I thought it was odd because I told them originally that the order was
for my
boyfriend.
You know what? I'm happy I'm single.
Oh my God. This is like Mad Libs, but every noun is boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, for the record, it's just BF every time.
Yes.
Jesus. She's saving space.
Come on. She needs the characters.
Okay. The Jimmy John's driver then asked me if this order was for my BF. And I said, yes, it was.
The Not delivery the woman driver, with no pants on.
The new tweet.
Who signed for it?
The delivery driver continued by saying this, quote.
Oh, that was a waste of.
Look.
Did you say that was a waste of Twitter characters?
Yeah. Why did she even have to say that?
She wrote, the delivery driver continued by saying this, ellipses, and quote.
Oh, oh my God,
characters.
Kayla, this is your problem.
Wait, ready? Imagine you picture up, hello?
Look. I'm about to tell you something that's going to be upsetting.
Kayla, I feel like we've been through
you
a
standing
lot.
Standing up? You
yeah.
probably
I feel
are.
Like I know a lot about you and right. your long distance
you can,
boyfriend.
Kayla, you can use what I'm about to tell you to empower yourself.
He's very
you
can become pro. A superhero.
Be on the right
He's
side
an
of
advocate. He said, look, we usually don't do this, but I think you would like to know. ...
Mm-hmm. Is she going to make the next lemonade?
When we walk,
like the next Beyonce lemonade.
When we walked up to the door to your BF's place, we were able to see into his apartment.
Oh my God.
And he was in his boxers.
What, who's we? Is there a group?
Jimmy John's delivery?
One person holds the sandwich.
This is like a low rent
Jimmy John's version of Training Day with Ethan Hawke.
Yeah, so he's bringing along the trainee.
The rookie. Yeah. He's got a rookie with him.
He said, when we walked up to the door to your boyfriend's place. Okay, because you know we don't live in the same town. we were able to see into his apartment. And he was in his boxers with a naked woman on top of him on the couch.
And they were like, score!
Yeah. I only got one sandwich.
We stood there for 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Kayla continued by saying she had some follow-up questions for delivery driver.
I bet she did.
Oh, God. Kayla, come on. We're not solving this. You won't go back?
Can you please go back?
She said he.
Can you FaceTime me?
FaceTime me and walk back up to the door.
I have someone here to. Yeah.
Right. She said she had some follow up questions for the delivery driver.
By the way, he could FaceTime her.
He could have, and
honestly. He could have walked back up to the door.
What a great way to say, gotcha, bitch.
Yeah.
Right. Here's what she said tweets. I had a few follow up questions for the delivery guy. Extremely upset and confused. That was
understandable. Yeah. Understandable.
Yes. Which he so graciously answered, which confirmed that it was in fact my boyfriend who was on the couch with the naked woman. Yeah. So what was he like? She was like, break it down for me.
What's this guy
leaning
to the left?
She's trying to make sure that it wasn't delivered to the wrong house.
Right.
Right.
I need verification.
That's nice that she didn't jump to a conclusion. Right.
She's nice enough to order a sandwich for her boyfriend who was supposed to be studying for his finals. She's going to find out the information before she opens up a can of whoop ass.
New tweet. So, that's how I found out my boyfriend was cheating on me, all caps, by the Jimmy John's delivery guy.
Did she at Jimmy
at
John's?
Jimmy.
Yes. Yes.
No, she did it separately.
Yeah, because she really wanted that retweet.
Yeah, she wants to tag it.
In the end, though, Kayla sounded grateful for Jimmy John's honesty about the situation and thanked them for going above and beyond. Quote, not many would do what that delivery driver did, and I'm very grateful he called me and was honest about the situation. Hashtag WWJD, what would Jimmy John's do?
Okay. This to me should be Jimmy John's new thing. Like, not only do we deliver your subs, we'll deliver bad news.
Well, and Kayla was very smart in tweeting them because they're like, you know what? They probably need a creative advertising campaign.
Yeah, that's it.
And I'm going to give it to them.
Like, Jimmy John's, just looking out.
It's a pro JJ story.
Quiznos would have joined in the orgy.
Quiznos
would have toasted her buns.
Well,
and
guys,
Subway would have just.
Here's what Jimmy John's did do.
Oh,
oh boy!
At Jimmy John's,
her a free
tweet
sub.
When she tweeted out, so that's how I found out by the Jimmy John's delivery guy at Jimmy John's. They retweeted that with a quote retweet, and they said Kayla, all caps, exclamation point.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'd love to cater your breakup party.
Yeah.
Oh!
This is Jimmy John's being smart.
I think
stepping
I'm going to cry.
This is beautiful.
Christina's crying. Step up.
Let me know. And I like that they're saying I'd and me, not us here at Jimmy John's, as though Jimmy John is a guy.
It's Jimmy.
Yes. Jimmy is saying.
This is JJ himself.
Yeah.
Let me know. John Schnatter. Let me know when and where. Please DM me your address and contact info, and I'll make it happen.
I mean, that sounds like he's just going to fuck her.
Yeah. He's going to deliver a sandwich with
Kayla.
Kayla, that's right.
He's single now.
Looks like I have a new boyfriend, Jimmy. No, I'm kidding.
My new boyfriend, Jimmy.
Has a 1 foot sub.
Guys, that story was.
Wow.
I like that.
That was a great story.
She finds the delivery guy.
Suspenseful.
And obviously, Jimmy John's better be thanking the delivery guy. He helped this whole PR move happen.
He did watch a naked lady bone somebody. I mean, that was a little odd, but whatever.
He waited a while to deliver it. He could have just walked up and rang the doorbell.
And if their curtains open doing that, she texted him, said, I just had food delivered to you.
He's an idiot.
But his phone was probably down by the time the woman was there. So he didn't know that he did not get the text that food is coming.
And no one not also thinks of that a delivery person's going to like narc ya.
Well, true. I never would have thought
he
that.
He probably thought he was going to be coming before the food was coming.
Hey-o.
Hey.
All right, one story down in the books. I love it. There's so much more show to come after this. Stay with us. Dumb People Town. Hey guys, welcome back to DPT, Dumb People Town. We want to remind people we're going to be at the Petaluma Comedy Festival in Petaluma. We're doing a live Dumb People Town at the Mystic Theater. That is on August 17th. Yep. That's a Friday night. And then we're doing a stand-up show after that.
Dan, you're doing one on Saturday.
So get tickets to that festival. It's an amazing fact. Crab Feast is there, a bunch of other great podcasts
Tate,
there. You guys have a fantastic podcast. If you're not listening to Guys We Fucked, from our fans, get on that train. It is fantastic.
Thanks. I feel like I learned something new every time I listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I know I brought this up the last time, but I often will think about, I want to get into the business
of the girl who
just guys call her up and she ignores them.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be, okay, in that, how can you feel great about yourself?
You're like, I'm doing a service. She has multiple cars.
Many cars.
She owns.
And homes.
And she owns a home. Okay. She owns two homes.
She sells her property. And these are like Fortune 500 CEO, like CEOs of companies who basically, these are the people who, dudes who just tell people what to do all day and shit on people all day. They want to call her and just talk to her and be ignored.
Yeah.
So she'll put the phone down and do a bunch of like cleaning.
Do her toenails or something.
Yeah, she'll get stuff done.
Yeah.
Multitask. And
then
pick up the phone and be like, and just, I don't know, what does she say? Uh-huh. Or just put it down.
You've reached the ignore line, she says. So fuck
how
you, and then she goes about her day.
Can we seriously all figure out how to get into that business right now?
Hey, you would have thought that I have a ignore line business, but I don't.
Oh, come on.
It does work though. If you treat people like trash, then they can't stop trying to fuck you.
I know. I was trying. This one guy I was texting. I'm like, he never texts me back, and I was like, Corinne, you text him, and then she texted him. And he called.
What? I texted him. Well, guess I'll go fuck myself. Called right away.
Wow.
Called right away.
So,
mic drop.
So you gotta neg people. You gotta neg people and be shitty to them.
Or be like unavailable.
I'm too nice. I'm too nice and I'm too available.
Well, because it was like a bunch, Christina sent like a bunch of like really nice texts, informative.
So kind.
Then 6 hours went by and I go, I'll handle this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me the phone.
She answered my phone, and then a man was climbing over the fence into our backyard to fuck her.
Yeah, I said, hi, awesome. This is Christina Hutchinson's phone. How can I help you?
Yeah, how can I not help you?
Jesus, yeah.
How can I ignore you?
How can I ignore you?
Well, you guys are so deeply personal on the podcast and get personal with people. Like, is the fact that you guys are single now, does that change the vibe of it? You know,
yeah.
Like,
I mean, guess we were wrong with everything we said,
or not.
Remember that book we wrote? Oh boy, that's awkward.
Whatever.
No, can we 86 that?
No. But think of all the people that are single who listen to your podcast. Oh my God, they're going. They're not untouchable.
Oh,
they're
I'm fucking our boyfriends now.
No, not. You know, maybe like
some,
a couple.
Maybe
a couple out of a lot, which isn't bad. No, but you know what it is? I like a lot. Now Corinne and I have developed all these tools to like communicate with somebody in terms of like casual sex, like how to, you know, before you have sex with somebody, you want to make sure that when was the last time they got tested. Like we know how to say those things down to people. And so now I have all these tools and now I can use them.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is your girlfriend 3 hours away?
Yeah. when's the Jimmy John's coming?
Is there food that's
going
to be
ready? Are you going down for a nap?
But
going
down for a nap is what you say to a child.
Yeah.
I got to put him down for a nap.
But are you really using the things that you... Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
Good.
It's I reread a chapter that I wrote in our book and I was like, oh, that is good
advice.
Who wrote that?
I got to thank whoever wrote that.
I read all of her breakup material in the book as I was crying.
What is the book, by the way?
It's called Fucked, Being Sexually Explorative and Self-Confident in a World That's Screwed.
Please pick that
Amazon
up if that speaks to you.
Get it.
Local bookshop.
Love it.
Yeah, support your local bookshop.
The garbage.
Yeah.
Those free libraries on the highways.
Yeah.
I love those free libraries. Yeah,
honestly, they're great.
My brother put them in there, yeah.
But you guys do a lot of live shows and touring too. And you'll do the podcast or you'll do a version of it, which is, I love, again, we learned a lot from you in terms of, you guys are very interactive with your fans, especially in like a live version of your show, which we were like, oh, we need to do that more with this show and whatnot because...
And we do it with live.
Oh, your live show setup is fucking great.
But it engages them so much. Like you'll
call part of it.
You'll call people's ex-boyfriends and stuff. That is insane.
Yeah, that was really fun. I missed that.
What's the craziest experience you ever had with that?
Montreal, JFL, that prank call got a standing ovation, actually. This girl came up to us. Do you remember this? And she said her boyfriend, she wasn't sure if her boyfriend was gay or not. Mm-hmm. But she found out that he does gay porn. And but she,
wow.
she found out but didn't want to address it with him. So we called him and we basically asked him, like, do you know, like, I pretended to be a porn agent.
Yeah, we're trying
and
to hire him.
I really wanted to sign. Yes. And I pitched him, like, the gayest scenario. I'm like, you slowly back into a male Liza Minnelli.
Yeah.
Done.
And like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and he didn't know who Liza Minnelli was. Oh. And I was like, he's not
gay. Yeah. Not gay. You're gay. Right down.
But then he said... that he would, what did he say? He was like, yeah, but I'll suck his dick.
Yeah,
I don't care.
He said, he'll do something.
He's gay.
Yeah.
And then,
it's very weird.
And then at the
God,
end of the,
it took so many turns.
And then at the end of the call, he mentioned, like, yeah, or like, I'll eat a girl out. And I was like, what? That's disgusting. Like, yeah. I was so appalled. He's like, no, I'm just kidding. I'll suck a dick. I'll get a dick on my butt. God. And he barfed out all these things
Facts.
He's done with men.
Facts. And then did you reveal at all that who you were?
No, I just said I was an agent and then I would call back.
Oof.
But the call
so
lasted.
So I got him any good gigs now?
Yeah. I got him a 3-picture deal.
He
Look,
probably has gotten some. In
I got him some work. I got him some work. That's how funny. It ended. All right, Daniel. Well, we got another story.
We do. You ready?
Yes.
Sent in by Brent Cummins. Slash.
That was his name, right?
Yeah.
That was his porn name. That was his porn
name. Brent B. Cummins.
Brent B. Cummins.
Slash Motor City HDJ at Motor City HDJ.
Motorboat City.
I'm going to read you the headline.
Okay.
Woman drinks her dog's urine and claims it has cleared her acne.
There you go.
By the way, acne's hard to get rid of. Okay?
I call that
it's really
being,
embarrassing.
I call that being proactive.
Sklar Brothers, send all your complaints to us.
I got a thumbs up from somewhere.
A woman has taken to the annoying phrase, you have to suffer to be beautiful, to new lows after drinking her dog's still hot urine from a plastic cup.
Oh, at least chill it.
Chill it.
Gross bitch.
Chill it. Shake it in some ice.
By the way. That means you have to collect the urine.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody's got a dog. I have a dog. You have to
get under that wee.
That's a photo that's going to be on our Facebook page.
Because you know context. I just showed everybody a photo of
I'm
her
just,
drinking urine out of a plastic cup.
Can I just say that I'm seeing her drinking urine out of a plastic
now.
Cup. I'm just seeing her sleeve, and I'm just going to assume that and the fact that she's outdoors, she's at the Lilith Fair.
Oh,
that
God.
No, but listen
she
to me.
She has a great cat eye.
She does have
really good
smoky, a smoky
it's
cat
quite
eye.
Quite precision. From
But here is the thing. Like, this is the moment where you're like, you look at everyone at the dog park and you're like, who's too close with their dog?
Yeah. Oh, I've seen that in New York.
Right? Who's holding that dog a
I mean,
little
that's
too
me.
Close?
Alfred's current dog sitter getting a little too close to her dog.
Oh, yeah.
Is your current dog sitter?
Yeah. They might be fucking, but as long as my dog's happy.
All right. But what if your dog was like, if you were like, I know this makes my dog happy if I drink. Is it a he or she?
It's a he.
If I drink his pee, I know it'll make him happy.
I mean, that's...
Well, that's just too much. That's a big ass.
He won't know.
It dog needs to relax.
Yeah, I mean, my dog wouldn't be bothered if I drank his urine, but I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
No. Either.
Would you allow your dog
if it was to
sitter.
Clear my skin, I might.
Nuh-uh.
Oh,
come
that's
on.
True. Desperate. If I would have perfect skin, I would absolutely drink my
yep.
dog's
really?
Urine.
Really?
He's yeah. a little angel.
This was...
that's,
I'm going to keep going.
That's your defense?
Let me say this, okay? I ate a piece of my wife's placenta, like, in not a it was
I didn't know
pill.
That's where that was going to go.
Came in a pill.
And she was like, why are you doing that?
It
that's
was
mine.
A pill. Oh, no, it wasn't done yet. No, but it was in a pill. Pill form. They put it
She's
in
like,
pill form,
do
and you
that.
Don't even know.
Why
so what,
you
if
eat
they could,
it, though?
What if they could put dog urine in pill form that you don't even know?
You wouldn't even have to put it in pill form.
Yeah,
to be
we would
honest.
Just
I
drink
would just
it.
Fucking drink Wait, it if it would make my skin
We really
better.
Want clear skin.
Back up. Why did you eat it?
Because it's good for you.
Yeah.
It's good for you. It has amazing nutrients.
Wait.
Yes, this is so LA.
What if it tasted
I
also wanted to try it. I also was like, I want to eat placenta.
Okay, but
when you've been married for a long time, you get bored.
How much? Let me get a spice
of that
placenta.
I'm going
to froth your placenta around in my mouth real quick, babe.
How much of a guarantee would you need that it would clear up your skin?
Like,
you just that like it
45%?
It would. That's someone saying you
70.
Could clear it up. It might. You would do it if it could clear it up.
Hey,
skin problems.
Have you ever been to a Sephora?
Us.
It's overwhelming.
I know.
Yeah,
terrible.
The word
you just walk in, you're
have
like,
you ever
well,
been to the dog
make me
piss
pretty.
Section? Yeah, the dog piss section of Sephora is just jammed with
but
people.
But that's the irony of the beauty industry. Like I've been, you know, facing all these Sephora shelves my whole life, and then fucking dog piss mm-hmm. is what's going
to
clear my
thing.
Skin.
Well,
that makes sense.
You know who wants
to
suppress that? Sephora. Sephora doesn't
Sephora
want this
doesn't
story
want
to
you know this.
Dog pee story yet. But it's also like when you think about it, it's like we've had cum on our faces.
That didn't
we
clear it up.
We all have. We all. Sorry, I was speaking as the other guy who was the boyfriend at JFL. All right, sorry.
This was reportedly a bid by Lin Lu to cure her acne and give her a natural glow.
Lin Lu, by the way, sounds like a Chinese foreign exchange.
Yeah.
Despite scientific evidence of this being actually potentially harmful to the human body.
Okay.
Disturbingly, Lynn also appears to believe dog urine could cure cancer, which is, I'm sure I don't need to add, it does not. The person writing this wants to make a few things clear.
FYI, she's full of shit.
They're just writing a big middle finger to their boss.
I know we've been a little loose with the facts these days, but I'm going to put this one out there and say no.
Fake news.
In gruesome footage, which I will not be showing, or nor have I watched, but the link will be up on Dumb People Town,
Facebook page. Get
in gruesome footage, which has since gone viral, the unusual beauty advisor can be heard saying,
it puts a new meaning to gone viral.
Yeah.
That's right. Many load. Yeah.
Many of you have asked me how I always look so good, how my makeup always looks so perfect.
Many of
who? The dog piss.
Wait, by the way, you guys did say she had a great cat eye.
Great cat eye. That's a lot of precision.
She has
a magnifying mirror, though. That's how that happened.
We identified her makeup being great on this show. Right?
Or you ask how I always have this natural glow. Here's my secret. Apparently, answering this burning question, the woman then proceeds to collect her dog's pee. This is in the video, then slurps it straight down like freshly squeezed lemonade on a sunny day.
Oh, boy.
I feel like the reality is no one asked her how she got that glow. No. She just really wanted to tell
people. She didn't even ask herself. No.
There was a moment when the writer was like, should I put on a sunny day? Should I include that in there? Because freshly squeezed lemonade, that would have done it.
Right. At my mom's yard sale.
No. Yeah. The internet really collected
freshly squeezed lemonade on a partially cloudy day. No, that's not that.
Doesn't feel right.
Especially squeezed lemonade at my uncle's funeral. That's not doing it.
On a sunny day.
That feels right.
Right out of my dog's dick.
The person writing this definitely is not afraid to share their opinion. The internet collectively gagged, and it doesn't currently look like this trend will catch on anytime soon. However, Thirsty Lynn was adamant this repulsive remedy has helped cure her skin problems, claiming, quote, until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed, I was sad, and I had bad acne.
Now you're just sad.
Got through a lot before we got to the skin curing.
It does cure depression.
Well, but who? Okay.
Because you're I can't get any lower.
You're right. Well, I mean, fine. You have great skin, but no one's going to kiss you because your breath smells like dog piss.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think she said anything about not brushing her teeth.
Oh, okay.
After.
True. True.
Yeah, she's not crazy.
She brushes her teeth with her cat shit.
Dog pee also has vitamin A in it, vitamin E in
just
it.
Just take a fucking supplement.
And has 10 grams of calcium, and it's also proven to help cure cancer.
That's not true.
Sharing the video on her Facebook page, Lynn Liu also made the following bold conspiracy claims.
It can
Why
cure
not?
A concussion.
I mean, if you're in this deep, you might as
Tom
well start.
Tom Cruise is gay.
The pharmaceutical companies are keeping this a secret out of the public eye. They pay lobbyists to get politicians to make you buy expensive pain medicine and chemo. What does that have to do with skin?
I'm already on board.
Chemo, sign me up.
This is the secret to cure cancer, alleviate pain, and prevent the swelling of joints. If you don't have your own dog, just steal one from a neighbor.
Whoa!
Now you lost all credibility.
I was on board until you said that.
Yeah, she shouldn't have agreed.
Yeah, you don't need to steal a full dog either.
Just steal their
steal
pee.
The urine.
Yeah.
But you do have to camp out under the dog.
That's what I was saying. You come out of your house and your neighbors just walk around your front yard putting bowls in the ground. What are you doing?
Okay, so you walk Alfred out and you go to walk him to take a leak and he goes out to the one tree that's on the sidewalk and the thing.
Uh-huh.
And if you, on the leash, then start to come close with a cup, he's going to be like, what are you doing, right? He's going to move away and be like, what is my owner doing in this instance?
He probably would. I mean, he because he pees on the side because he's a boy.
He lifts up and goes on the wall.
I might be able to catch some, but and also dogs like to pee in private.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm saying you won't, I don't know how she's able
rude.
To.
It's
me neither.
Probably scarring the dog emotionally.
She is. This private moment for the dog.
You could pee pad train them
maybe
and then bring the pee pad out into a cup.
Maybe the dog is like a water fountain and you're just like.
Underneath. Right.
Might as well if you're doing that, you know.
Certified holistic nutritionist Joy McCarthy told Allure, drinking dog or human urine, otherwise known as urine therapy, has been around for hundreds of years and has been practiced as a health therapy in ancient Egypt, Greece, and Rome.
And look how well the Egyptians are doing.
They didn't have anything else as medicine.
Right.
They didn't have Sephora in ancient Egypt.
Urine is mostly made up of water, lots of urea, creatine, various electrolytes, uric acid, trace proteins, and low levels of antibodies and enzymes. McCarthy added, My take on this is there are far better ways to get healthy than drinking dog urine.
Okay, now so let me put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. What if it tasted okay?
Yeah. Done.
That changes it.
Doesn't
that
even
changes
matter.
Everything, no, right? Well, what if it just tasted
but
fine?
But urine, to me, correct me if I'm wrong, is the waste that your body says, I can't
use this.
It is
sterile, though. Like, you know, if you get stung by a jellyfish, you pee on yourself. And that's right. So there's something about it.
Yeah.
It works
actually,
in some ways.
A healer lady said, if you take a cotton pad, if you have a sty in your eye, mm-hmm. and you take a cotton pad and you get some of your pee on it and you dab it, it goes away.
Oh. Really?
Yeah, and I did it and it works. So.
What? But would it work for you?
You did?
Yeah.
You did?
I got to tell my mom.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
She got styes.
Yeah.
But that's your own pee. That's
your own pee.
Well, it could be your dog.
Could be.
She says, my take on this is that there's better ways to get healthy than drinking dog urine. For instance, drinking lemon and water to stimulate the gastric juices for better digestion or apple cider vinegar in water has been touted for everything from weight loss to detoxification effects. Mm-hmm. Both of these health habits are far tastier and safer than dog urine. Well, actually, I can't confirm the dog urine is not tasty. This is more op-ed.
Oh my gosh, shut up.
Inserting your own thoughts.
McCarthy also explained to Allure how this practice could be dangerous due to herbicides from hormones, lawns, and antibiotics having been detected in dog urine. So dump people on verdict. Do not drink your
dog. Don't drink your dog's
urine. This is your chance to not do it.
Agreed.
Wish we had these people's phone numbers, the dumb people.
Oh, what? Just call them.
That'd be great. Just the end
of
it.
What you want a follow up interview for your own publication?
Is this Lin Lu? We're just doing a story for DPT
for our local
podcast.
Yeah. Thank God, guys. So many people have been asking.
DPT Times.
Hi. We just want to ask you how you get that amazing glow.
Yeah. Oh, you guys should.
Dan Van Kirk, Randy Jason Sklar. We're here from Dog Urine Bimonthly.
Yeah. Waiting.
We want to follow
two.
Up.
Here's wow. There
Dan,
you go.
I love that you made that number two.
Of course.
Number two. Should be number one.
Should be number should one, be number but one. It was number story. Two. Can you read us just the headline of the next, or give us just a taste of what we're going to see in the final segment.
Oh, just a dumb bank robber.
Great. I love it. I just love that in this day and age, people are still robbing banks.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
It is, isn't it?
Because it's like he didn't learn how to code, so he had to go into the bank.
It's the Cracker Barrel of criminals.
Yeah, keep it alive.
It's like we still listen to records. It still happens.
By the way, I do. All right. When we come back, our final segment of Dumb People Town, stay with us.
Hey, guys, welcome back to DPT. Want to remind everyone, follow the Facebook page.
Yeah.
And we have exciting news. We're introducing a drip, which is like a Patreon system for our podcast. We're going to be rolling that out very soon.
Yeah.
In August, it'll be a chance for you guys to get more content and interact with us more and get awesome stuff. And we're just really excited about it.
Yeah, I think we finally have it all set up. And I just can't wait to be able to give more opportunity for people to become part of the town.
I know. We've talked about it for a while. But
wait, when your book came out, you guys would read the names of everybody who bought your book.
Yeah, we did.
That was a long time ago, but that's crazy.
And I know. Awesome. And I can't so pronounce nice. Anything.
Dan, do you have a problem with that, struggle. Dan?
Well, you know what? Well, there might be
that
a little...
was actually funny when you could not, but it's so fun.
But it was endearing. Yeah. I loved it.
It was endearing, and you kind of gave her some shit for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
I can't read. I can't spell. I can't pronounce.
It was funny to see you kind of work it out or listen to you tonight. Well, there might be an element of that.
That's what I offer the podcast.
There will be an element of that.
Watch me work it out.
Sure, there will be. My question for you guys, what's the best way for our fans and people who love you to find out when you guys are performing live, to follow you guys on Twitter? And you guys are great follows on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Well,
so
if they can just take a picture of me at an unflattering angle,
and hashtag
it body positive, and then I'll get back to that.
Boom.
Yeah.
Body
now, social media. I'm our duo social media started about last night on all the platforms. And then I'm Christina Hutch.
And I'm at Philanthropy Gal on all social media.
That's the most up to date.
Okay, good. And people can see when you guys are going to be doing live stuff because it's fun. You do a lot of live shows in New York as well.
Last night we had a party at our house and we did a live stream Instagram thing. And it's kind of like chat roulette in that you can like have
whose pants
people
are off.
Have people. Yeah. Oh, no.
We saw two
so
dicks.
Many,
no.
Two
no.
Dicks, and one of them looked gnarly.
No.
Like a cone. Like,
you know the Jabba the Hutt?
This guy's like,
Jabba the Hutt.
Proud of that.
I know Jabba the Hutt.
But I didn't want to shame him.
No, I'm not trying to shame, but at the
But I did want to ask.
I want you guys to get heavy into dick shaming.
It was. That's actually the only rule on guys we fucked is that we don't dick shame.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the only rule.
Because
we're
nice.
Kind,
that's
you know.
Nice. That's
but yeah,
nice.
You could you can video people.
The dick's got to swing both ways.
If somebody sends you a request while you're a live Instagram video, and they'll say they want to join you, so you pick one of the people who wants to join.
Crazy.
And then the screen splits, and you're just talking to some random. There's a guy from India we talked to.
So everybody who's watching,
an 11-year-old little girl. And we're like,
no,
yeah.
Why?
I mean, we weren't doing anything bad.
We curbed our language, like, "Oh, do you listen to the podcast?" She goes, "This is my first time on Instagram," and I was like, "Oh,
you picked the wrong corner."
Yeah,
but thank God she got us and not a dick.
I know,
seriously.
Ooh, yeah, like, you gotta be careful.
This is why
girl.
I told my kids I can't have Instagram.
Rightfully so.
Right? Absolutely. Thank you. 13, still no Instagram. Am I holding out? I'm doing a good job.
I think that's great.
Doesn't need it. She'll have it.
You don't need it. Yeah.
My son was on Fortnite, which I fought so hard against this. He was talking to his friend. They were both playing Fortnite together. His friend was at his house. And then I heard this like deeper voice. And I'm like, who that be? Like I just got up in it. And I was like, who that? And I'm like, get off. And I'm like yelling at this guy. Get out of my son's Fortnite. And I was yelling, get out of here. And I was like, we got to have a really serious talk.
Yeah.
Weird people lurking.
Yeah.
That's what the internet is.
Yeah.
It is
and
weird
as long
people.
As the kids can identify that and get themselves out of the situation. But that's a very important
talk. By the
way,
the internet is, and I think we just, we basically define it right now. It's a Jabba of the Hutt dick that you can't see.
There you go.
And it's coming for you.
Yeah.
And it wants to infiltrate your Instagram live.
And it's really thick at the base and really skinny at the end.
It's horrible. It's like a pagoda. It's like you want to. It's like I don't know if I want to fuck this or hang a prayer
dick.
Flag from.
Yo, we got that pagoda dick.
That was the name of my favorite Chinese restaurant in my hometown.
Dick? Pagoda.
The pagoda. Yeah. Now you've ruined it.
Not anymore.
Did I tell you guys the joke that I knew? I've said this on the show. The time that I knew I was on a date with a woman and. I was young, and I was like, "This is not going to go any further past this joke that you didn't get that I just told." So you know, it's like it's just not.
Yeah,
it can't.
We can't.
It
can't.
You, it's like when you do jokes in your stand-up back where you throw out like a little joke early, and you're like, "If you
if
didn't
you don't
get
like that,
you're
going to
hate this coming up."
Always.
I was at a Chinese,
story of my life.
I was at a Chinese restaurant, and I was looking up at this huge ornate lamp with a bunch of tassels on it, and I just said to her, "Do you know how many Chinese people had to graduate in order to make that lamp?"
No laughs.
It's a chandelier
both of you guys, we would have still been dating. But this woman just looked at me like I just literally.
That's
told
so funny, though.
That see, I just drank dog piss.
I would have left the restaurant. That was a great joke.
That's
and
a walk off.
If you can't recognize that,
you
got to
get out.
Yeah.
I literally was like, this girl is cute.
That
I should
sucks.
Be with her. She's smart. And then when she didn't get the joke, I was like,
nope.
That's
over.
It.
She didn't get it. It's not like she thought it was like racist or something.
No,
right?
I don't even know. She maybe she didn't like it. Maybe she didn't get it.
Right. Either way,
like you're not. She wasn't on the same page.
That was such a clever joke.
You're like that deserves more from I'm 18 or 19
or 20.
That was improvised. That was spur of the moment, off the cuff. There's so much to appreciate about that.
I appreciate that. All right,
Daniel, ready for a final story?
Let's get into a final.
It's a little one, but it's fun. Sent in by Wolfpack at @gmen5692.
Enjoy Raleigh.
Columbus, Ohio.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Columbus,
the Ohio State.
Really? The Ohio State University. Columbus. Not a lot of good stuff happens in Columbus. We're Michigan guys, so I get it.
Columbus police have arrested a man they say gave his driver's license to the teller at the bank he was robbing. Dude, you deserve it.
I'm going to rob a bank. Should I bring my wallet with me?
Yeah, I just want to let him know it's me.
Should I bring my wallet? Honey, should I bring my wallet with me? I'm going to go
well,
rob
I
got to
pick up Sudafed, so I'll
I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it. Should I leave my ID out? Or they might ask me at CVS. All right.
According to court documents, David Mentzer is accused of robbing four Central Ohio banks between May 23rd and June
12th. So Mensa is like super smart.
Yeah.
Mensa, super dumb.
Yeah, from May 23rd to June 12th.
One more consonant and it's like dumb.
Four Central Ohio banks. That's a
lot of banks.
Yeah. What is he trying to save the house?
Look, he's four
trying to save
five.
The
record store.
He's
trying to get caught.
He's four for five. That's a good.
To me, it tells you he didn't. Like, ask for enough at the first bank.
Yeah, yeah, he kept going back for more.
Addicted to the thrill of it.
During a
terrible
robbery.
Terrible klepto.
This is like a natural born killers thing. It's like, all right, fine.
During a robbery on June 4th, at the Huntington Bank on 1800 Hillard Rome Road. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking
tour. Hell yes.
Sure. The sheriff's office said Mentzer was tricked into giving the teller his driver's license. I love this teller already.
All right, Sarah Palin.
Yeah. I got tricked.
He pulled some mental jujitsu on me.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going
to show you guys a picture.
I see his photo in the reflection of the glass, and I feel like I just got assaulted.
I'm going to show you a picture of David Mentzer. He's not drinking urine. He looks like like an old vampire.
Oh my gosh.
Actually.
This is the worst character Ben Kingsley's never played.
He looks like he's like trying to write a poem in his head.
He's so resigned to the fact he's been arrested. Tortured. He's just like, you got me.
Okay. Oh my God, he looks so disappointed.
Also, like, seems like the type of guy who's like angry that he has to wear a shirt. You know, this guy's just like shirts off.
Always
all the
working
time.
On his car, talking about
shaves
his divorce.
His chest with like a Bic razor, but one of those like single blade ones.
Yep. Single blade Bic.
You hear it like dry.
Just it doesn't take it. It just pulls it out. It doesn't cut it off.
Oh my God! Great cat
I regret
eye,
going
though.
Into that.
Great cat eye.
Right? I mean, this guy's
got a great smoky eye.
According to court documents, Mentzer approached the counter and presented a demand note for money that said, "quote I have a gun." The teller gave Mentzer money and a dye pack, so she was getting him no matter what.
She knew what was what.
Mentzer took the money and put the dye pack on the counter.
What's a dye pack?
It explodes.
Oh, it's like when you steal clothes.
Yeah.
Do they do that when you steal clothes?
Yeah, well, they put like the tags with the blue dye in them.
So if you pull it off, you'll ruin your clothes.
Yeah, right.
Good, smart.
So he took all the money, then took the dye pack, put it on the counter. He's like, don't need this. He knew.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
This is his fourth
thing. I'm too smart for you. You need my ID?
Oh, he probably had the same look in his face.
Can't fool me. Here's my ID.
And you know he was riding high on that move.
Oh, yeah.
High on that move.
No thanks, not today.
She was like, for all returns, we need an ID.
Right. Documents say Mentzer told the teller he wanted more money. Mm-hmm. The teller told him a driver's license was required. She says
Dude,
a driver's
this
license.
Is such smart
she is
thinking.
A baller.
This, by the way, this is such smart thinking in a crazy moment.
She better have gotten a promotion.
The teller told him a driver's license was required to use the machine to get out more cash. Mentzer reportedly then gave the teller his license to swipe through the machine the bank with the and then left the bank with the additional cash. So he got it. And then
he probably felt so good when he pulled away.
I'm walking on sun.
Whoa.
And it kind of feels good.
Oh,
he's
my
old.
God.
A detective was able to identify Mentzer based on the ID. No shit.
What a hard-working detective.
Oh, this is to
Ohio's
me,
best.
This is to me like the TV show The Mentalist. I get so upset about it. They're like, so wait, he uses his brain to solve crimes?
Logic?
He's mental like every other detective? Don't give it a fucking title.
Mentzer is also
so bitter about that.
I'm so mad about it.
Were you up for that role?
He's
or
the probably mentalist. He's mental. He's mental. Fucking mentalist.
So he's like mentally challenged.
Yes. He's fucking mental.
That would be a way better show.
You guys should pitch a show where you go like tell the person you're talking to that you're twins.
Yeah.
And then one is on one side and then the other one comes.
Mental. Go solve that crime.
He's absolutely mental.
He's fucking mental.
It's
unbelievable.
So awkward. When Simon Baker is on, I'm going to stay out of it.
I'm going to only talk about the Vogue movie. What was the The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, okay.
Vogue movie.
That's the only time I'm going to talk about. It was great. It's a great movie. That's the one where you turn it on. You're like, we're in this.
Yeah, now. I got to stay.
Right, I want to see Adrian Grenier make a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Can you do the rest of the episode in those accents? I really liked.
It's fucking mental. Let's see what this
so fun.
Mentzer is also accused of robbing the PNC Bank at 3500 West Broad Street.
Yes.
The Heartland Bank on Wilson Avenue and the PNC Bank in Rome Road. So he's hitting
everything in an area.
Spread it out.
They're just like giving suggestions of banks to rob.
Yeah. Right.
These guys won't do anything.
He was seen driving away in a white vehicle on two of these instances. We're going to get out of here on this. You've seen his photo. Mm-hmm. But how old is David Mentzer?
Now, you guys know this because you've done this show before.
Yeah.
Sometimes the photo itself can be deceiving. You're like, I look at that. I know exactly what it is, but it is deceiving.
I mean, I'll show him again.
Okay.
He might be 23.
He might be a melting candle.
Well, you guys want to go first, second, third, fourth?
I don't care. I got a number.
Okay,
a number.
Go ahead, Corinne.
58
years old. Ooh, that's actually a really good guess.
Guess.
Corinne? 52.
Yeah, 52. Christina says 52. 58, 52, Jay?
63.
I think the guy's 47. Okay. And I know that's going to sound crazy, but I think...
that's like what we're turning next year.
But he has lived such a hard life, this is where he's at.
All right. Okay. Townies, get all your answers in for this round.
Shout at your earbuds.
I get so nervous at this part.
In your car.
This is so fun.
I know. Or in your cubicle.
Is it going to be really sad or really
58,
sad?
58, 52,
63,
47.
I hope that two people, a couple of boyfriends, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, are listening to Dumb People Town and they're in a fight, but this is still playing.
But this
playing,
unites them.
And in the middle of their fight, they're like, oh, we're going to guess really quick, right? I want this moment to be the pause on whatever fight we need to pause it right now and keep having this fight, or we have to guess before they say
it. And then you guess, and then you laugh, and you reset.
Yeah. Say it, okay, guys? Here we are. David Mentzer. A man who will not be fooled by dye packs, but will hand you his ID per request, right. I will tell you this.
Oh, I'm nervous.
One of you is 1 year off.
Ooh.
One of you got within 1 year.
63, 58, 52, 47.
David Mentzer is 51 years
old. So bad.
You got it.
Right? I needed this so bad.
And doesn't it feel good?
It feels so good.
It feels so better good. Than you expected.
It
feels
both right to be in the 50s, though. It was impressive.
No.
I love it,
guys. He looks terrible.
He does look terrible.
Jesus.
He looks more like 63, right? I was right.
I think he's going to be safe in prison.
He's 4.5 years older than us.
Well, I'm fucking a guy who's 47. That's how I came to that conclusion.
There we go. He looks terrible.
Stop bragging.
Stop. All right.
Everybody needs
help. Everybody looks like he's... 47.
There you go.
All right, those are their stories, guys.
Fantastic. Hey, you guys, thank you so much. Open invite anytime you were here to come.
Thank
you. If we are ever in New York again, we just got to do it with you guys.
Yeah.
I love their podcast so much. Please.
Gotta do it.
Guys, we fucked. Listen to that podcast. Enjoy all the things that these guys do.
See them live. It's really wonderful.
Fantastic. Yeah. And then see us live, by the way, at Petaluma. Look out for the drip that is coming. And oh, shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.